on the last Save the D8.
And this dragon, by the way, is undead, you said?
We're streaking? Hell yeah.
Is there someone who looks extra big and bad on the ship?
I'm going to assume that what you're going to tell us is that, no, we haven't seen anything like this before. So I'm going to make a history roll, bitch.
Okay, fine. I bonus action rage, and which also means a little bit of magic comes out my butt.
He is having the weirdest 6 seconds of his life.
They're going to shoot lightning at me. I'm going to shoot lightning at them.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we should hang out more often.
Anyway, hey, thanks. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for giving me. I'm going to smoke a cigarette now.
So after fighting a giant skeletal chicken and clearing off the road, you continue on to Vizilad. It is roughly about nighttime when you reach there. The sky is still covered in clouds, but for sure it is night at this time. No moon can be seen. And you find yourselves outside of a, we'll say, a medium-sized city. Very medievalish looking stone walls, roughly about two stories high, and a gate that is half broken, kind of collapsed in on itself. So both doors have kind of wedged each other together to kind of keep each other up. But there is an opening that is just large enough for somebody of, like, say, 5 foot 7-8 stature could easily walk through. All right, well, this is Vizilad. This is about as far as I could take you. So,
are you just going to go home?
Yep, immediately after this, right off the bat.
Well, have a safe trip.
Thank you so much.
See you next fall.
Don't get killed by a banana on your way back.
Before I go, payment, please.
Yeah, what do we owe you?
With the additional passengers, that's going to be 120 gold.
All right, so
man, real
too much. 30 each.
Real okay, bank breaker over here.
30 each.
Apologies. I mean, I could try to find a reduced price.
No. I'm joking with you.
Shut up and take our money.
Okay.
Well,
I take y'all very seriously, is the thing, so.
Also, I, because this extra travels from me, here's just an extra 50.
Wow.
As like a tip.
Oh, wow. And a tip.
Thank you very much. Tip.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I wish you best of luck. I could give you, my last two healing potions if that's going to help y'all in your affairs.
You should probably save one for yourself. We might need you at some other point. Or, you know, I want you to live. That's also a reason. Does anyone else need a healing potion?
No.
I have a lot.
I think we're good.
Got my healing potion right here, baby.
I mean, I'll take one.
Why are we all being obscene in front of Quill?
In my hands. What's wrong with you?
Well, Shelly was also being nasty. I'm just, it's a whole thing.
That's true.
Well, I wish y'all the best of luck and hope y'all do wonderful. Maybe I'll get to see you in another place outside of Ringsburg.
In another time.
That would be nice, Quill, yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
It's not going to last very long, but just maybe to get you out of here. And I hit him. And I cast Protection from Evil and Good.
Oh, wow.
Just ride real fast for the next 10 minutes, will you?
True. Hey, I'm going to give you get an hour of enhance ability, give you some advantage on perception checks, give you Eagle Splendor. Be careful out there.
You know me too well now.
Uh-huh.
Quill was very nice to us.
Are any of those spells?
I'm away from you.
Yeah, I ran after the cart. Fuck you. Shut up, bitch.
Well, Will thanks you and rides off as fast as he can, making his way. As you see him heading down the road, you can see shadows from the nearby shrubbery. Looked like as if they were out to reach him and then had to shy away as if something was pushing away from him.
If you will.
Yes.
Nice guy. I don't know why he decided to leave in the middle of the night. Just seems...
Right. Oh, we're this close to Undead Land? Yeah. No, yeah, stupid. Yeah, that guy's...
Tell, but hey, we did it.
More looks than brains, for sure.
I'm going to start prepping the tiny hut. I'm assuming this is nighttime, right, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Are we going to be able to fit everybody in the hut? Do you have, like, a something to camp out in, Doctor?
We can fit nine creatures.
Yeah, plenty of...
Three, six... Even Gary could, in theory, but... Maybe Gary could. How does Gary smell?
I do have a means to make my own little hut, too.
Well, this is a protection hut.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay, because last time someone else had their own hut, which was, again, Quill, the stupid guy. He
had a tent,
and then he was almost murdered by a banana.
This is a wizard.
Yeah. I see but the banana thing now. I understand. Yeah. Confused.
No, well, we've got plenty of space. It's just in the one. We'll be a little comfy with each other.
So if we want.
Also, Gary can stay outside. He doesn't really sleep or get cold.
Right, or get attacked by wild animals,
yeah,
for instance,
more the murder
thing. Or other undead, really.
While you're doing this, I'm also putting alarm around the hut.
It fits nine people, but we can also split if we have two huts. We can have a little more stretch in space.
We could. It just seems like a waste of resources.
Well, it's a ritual, so it's not costing me anything. I'm just saying.
There's only five of us. It's fine.
I'm also not trying to make y'all uncomfortable. I do understand that you're doing something for me. So
you're literally a halfling. Like, literally, you're taking up less space than my armor is taking up. So
that is true.
Yeah, we bring an armor stand and everything, just because it's...
A stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch this. I just pull it. It unfolds into fucking...
It's got to air out. It's like...
Also that.
You can't just lay in a pile.
It's self-cleaning.
Self-cleaning.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean that's self-disinfecting.
By definition, that's what it's doing, I think.
Well,
it's me that's not self-cleaning. That's the problem.
Yeah.
No, I just don't want it to get scratched. It isn't self, healing.
All right. So, Brash, you cast Liam in the tiny hut. Okay. Roll wild magic.
They don't have to be around me.
Back up. Everyone, back up.
Sorry.
I'm not backing up from you.
You're fine.
This is a ritual we definitely do.
Yeah, sure.
You cast hut while I put an alarm around.
And I go pick up one.
It's only Giddy that is proximity based with this. Everybody thinks I got that stink on me, and it's just when I cast stuff.
Oh, well, you
okay?
You
so
combined made our threshold higher, though. As I recall.
Yeah, when that Giddy and Shelly are closer together,
I see.
It does
so,
combine,
if,
yeah.
But if Shelly's with us, but not Giddy, we're okay.
Yeah.
All right, you can hang out. All right, Giddy, over there.
Giddy, go get some sticks, bitch.
I'm getting. They said I was getting sticks. Look at me. I've got a handful of. Sticks.
Yeah, look at how close you are to me right now. Done. Back up.
Oh.
All right. You cast Liam's tiny hut with no issues. Would you all like to go to rest for the night?
Yes.
Or at least 8 hours. Yep. It is like 7 o'clock at night right now.
That's fine.
Do we know how much further the journey is? Did we ask Quill or anything like that? Could we have asked Quill?
The map's not exactly true to form. Vizalad is actually like a half a day away from.
Great.
This is good.
Yeah, okay. Not bad at all.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, let's. Do we want to go to sleep?
We don't have to. We can kind of talk about a little bit more about what we're expecting.
Yes. So
now
sorry.
That I have easier access to my notes, I can 100% give y'all a little bit more information.
Right. Right. So what I'm understanding is that there was a lich, or a great wizard.
No, it's a lich.
It's a lich. Great. So that killed the whole area, raised all of the bodies. And what you want us to do is walk into this place, go up to that guy, kick his ass, and then take his books?
Well, we also don't have to go up to him. I do have a smell that can make us a little bit more sneaky. But
You know, I also just think that, you know, he gives necromancers a bad rap. And as much as I am all for the preservation of life, I do think that the world would be a better place without him. And it might free whatever this place is, because it used to be a pretty good city.
You think that killing this guy will end the undead thing?
Kind of. I don't really have any, like, basis of, like, reasoning for that. But I just figure, you know, if I can get the codex and we can take out the person that started it, and I can maybe get his little amethyst shard or whatever it is, it would make things a little bit easier to maybe try to heal the land, you know?
Amethyst.
It's an alchemist stone, not an amethyst.
Alchemist stone.
Well, I'm assuming that at least you seem fairly knowledgeable in the undead, or at least how to harm them. So do you kind of know, like, how a lich is made?
Blah, blah, blah. Selling your soul, putting it into a thing, living forever, something like that. No expert, not really in my purview, per se, but...
Well, you kind of got, like, the basis of it down. It's also sacrificing a lot of souls, which is why the undead around here aren't like Gary. You know, they're a little bit more violent. They're a little bit more apt to try to do harm.
Sure.
So if I can get that book, and also just, before I say something rude, are any of you particularly religious folks?
No.
Okay, well, if I might, just, I think that the gods try to withhold a lot of, not just knowledge, but rights from people. So I'm hoping that this book will allow me to access things to be able to bring families back together, to make sick people well again.
What you're selling us is, if I get this lich necromancy book, then maybe I can heal the children. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just hoping it'll give me a little bit more information. And I'm sorry, but this is the best place I can go to get it.
Is she trying to become a god?
Oh, God, no. No, ew. Gross. That's nasty. Gods have a whole bunch of rules and, like, regulations. That's nasty. Also, I don't really want to live forever. I've seen what it does. It's very corrupting.
Are you from this plane?
Hmm?
Are you from here? This plane? This island?
Flume.
Foon.
Flume. Whatever.
Giddy, for you, since you have the highest perception, you can notice that there is green sludge that has begun to drip from the entrance.
I think there might be some undead outside.
Well, we can see if we're all in the hut. We can see directly.
Can
through.
I see outside of the hut where the entrance
hut.
Is?
Damn you.
Where this sludge is coming from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see that it is coming from the entranceway. It looks like it's a small stream at the moment.
The entrance
but,
way.
It's like
but there's
slowly...
nothing we can see outside.
Yeah.
Outside.
You're talking about the ruins entrance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant the entrance of our hut.
No, there's no entrance here. It's just a dome.
Anyway, do you see that?
I also have the highest perception, just FYI.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, really?
I'm talking to you, Brash.
Does that happen a lot around here? You haven't been around here, but you know undead stuff.
Yeah, does it seem like anything particularly magical or undeady?
I would need Arcana or History check.
Me as well. I'm going to do an Arcana, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Arcana or History, actually. It was fun.
Do an Arcana check.
22.
Natural 20 for 26.
Woo! Nice, baby.
Shelly?
Oh, 11, so you can ignore me.
Shelly, you don't know what it is.
Looks like sludge to me.
For you two, however, you can recognize this as ectoplasm.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's some ghosty fuckery right there.
Probably a lot of that around here.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Brash?
Yeah?
Nothing physical can pass through this.
What about metaphysical?
Right.
Well, let me tell you. Because I know exactly.
Yeah, read me the exact rules of this spell that you've cast.
Is the chicken ghost going to show up now?
That would be the
protect you from the chicken.
Be the creatures and cannot pass through.
Creatures. Yeah, okay, great. Ghosts of creatures.
Creatures and objects cannot pass through.
Okay.
But they can be, like, spooky outside and wonder what...
That's true. Maybe you should bring your zombie in just for now.
Oh, Gary? Come here, sweetie. will you let him in? I guess that's a better question.
Fresh.
All right, let me see.
You just have to designate
when
that he can.
Gary just keeps bonking into an invisible thing.
Okay, hold on, sweetie. Stop. Stop.
Oh, I have. It has to be when I cast it, but we can say that I put us all in there when I cast it, which means I do have to roll wild magic.
No.
No, you know what? Actually, don't worry about it. He's fine. I usually replace a Gary every once in a while. He's okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm rolling a D100 now. 19.
Oh, God.
19.
Oh. You cast Sanctuary on yourself and all other creatures within 30 feet of you.
Oh, that's good as hell. Oh. Oh, wait. Hold on. Is that bad for Gary?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
No, yeah, that wouldn't be bad for Gary. It just makes sense. As long as Brash doesn't attack anybody, then nothing can deal damage.
Oh, right. That's Sanctuary. That's what Sanctuary is. Okay. Well, I was thinking of Hallow.
And it lasts for like a minute. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. That was fine. That was fine.
All right.
Okay. Well, sorry to Gary, but maybe you can keep watch. We also have the alarm, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to worry about the ghosts, so good night.
Playtime.
So do we know where this person is in here or anything like that? We have a plan?
Let me see. He's kind of in the middle. So you know how it's already gotten bad out here? Mm. Well, the closer we get, it gets worse.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually how it works.
From what I understand, it's kind of like a big palace, but it's probably a really gross-looking palace.
Liches, they have like, things that you have to destroy before you can kill a lich, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to find is, alchemist stone. Again, really the priority for me, I've never killed anybody. So, the priority for me... What?
I remember those times.
You barely killed anyone still.
It's still.
How many people have you killed?
You know, it's not double digits yet. So far, so
do you have an exact number? Then you don't feel that bad about it, do you? Sorry, carry on.
I feel like there's some unresolved like tension here about murder.
It's okay. We figured out who does what, and I think it's worked out for
I do the murder.
And you do it very well. That chicken did not stand a chance. But, again, the biggest thing I'm looking for is this codex. If we happen to find the alchemist stone that I believe holds his soul, I guess, if that's even what you can call somebody of that nature, then it would be nice to get it off of him. But as far as I know, he probably keeps it on himself. It's kind of like if you had your heart outside of your body, you'd still keep it with you.
Well... I don't know. I feel like it would keep it separate from me so that it would be harder for someone to kill my body while I was there.
Depends on
right?
what the rules are, yeah. Yeah, I would.
It also depends on how powerful you think you are.
Hubris.
Tends to be the folly of people who decide to become a lich.
Okay.
What?
So, just what brings someone into necromancy?
Well, just a down-home feeling of healing people and loving and being, obviously.
Yeah.
It's
still kind of
because absolutely, what would bring somebody else to decide that they had the holy right to smite people?
It's not from the good of my heart, I'll tell you that much. But I'm not pretending otherwise.
No, just I was blessed with some inherent healing magic. Grew up in a very healing family, but. Didn't agree with how they were healing.
And Haven, your alarm goes off.
Oh?
I look.
It's been about...
Yes, everyone hears it. Yeah? And what are we looking at?
You can see there's nothing that's going on outside. It is pretty loud. However, it looks as if the ectoplasm has now touched where the dome is.
Oh, it's, I hope it doesn't seep in.
It can't.
I know.
Well, that's not true. it could go into the ground and then up, but that would require some level of sentience that I don't know that it has, right?
I think it's entirely around.
There is no base. You technically could dig underneath.
The ground, you could dig underneath.
I gotta Google that. I remember looking this up once.
But no, yeah, you could just see it's hit the dome and it's just kind of like spilling around the side now. Just slowly dripping.
Can I just try to like kind of prestidigitation that area to see if the goo goes away or if it seems like it's an actual thing?
Your spell won't go through the dome.
Yeah, you'd have
through
to
the
walk
dome.
Out. Oh, I thought that nothing could come in. That's my bad.
Nothing can go out. Well, we can walk out, but spells can't go out.
Got it.
We've learned that recently.
You can throw stuff, though. I threw some stuff.
It's true, you can throw stuff.
I mean, okay. Either I can stay up and watch and awake you guys if the goo starts to come on in, or we just pretend it's not there.
I think we wait maybe a little bit longer. Just sort of wait, give it another hour maybe before we call it. We'll wake up giddy for the last bit of watch.
Okay.
I am going to cast Mage Armor on myself just in case.
Okay. So an hour passes, and now you can see that the goo has encircled the dome and has begun to creep up over the top.
It's gross.
Well, hasn't done anything yet, so I guess I'm going to sleep.
Everybody else that's staying awake, over the next couple of hours...
I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, is anyone staying awake?
I go to bed.
I'll stay until the 6 hours I need for a long rest, so...
So
2 hours?
We just did 2 hours.
That's all I can do.
So everyone's going to bed?
I'll stay up, actually.
Okay, we'll do shifts. I can wake you up after 2 hours.
No, I'll be fine.
An hour goes by. The goo begins to grow even more over the dome. By hour four, the goo has completely enclosed the dome.
It's fine. Something we'll have to deal with in another 4 hours.
All right. Well, nothing else happens except 4 hours later. It's now been 8 hours. Those who have had a long rest, the spell...
So, should I wake up before that happens?
Yes, I'll wake everyone up.
Do we have anything we want to...
do in preparation for the ectoplasm to fall right on top of us?
Well, does anyone know how dangerous this stuff is? Like, are we going to be okay if it hits us?
Would I know?
Yeah, can I make a roll for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What would it be?
Arcane or history?
This should be a dirty 20 for me.
16.
Keep up, wizard. Damn.
I rolled a 7.
So, Madea, you would know that there are times that if enough ectoplasm gets together, it can create its own creature. Mm-hmm. Haven, you can know that this creature, while not like typical oozes acidic, can still be pretty fucking dangerous.
All right. Yeah, just be
I can Misty Step or I can Dimension Door me and someone else out if we
as
want.
As soon
to.
As you do that, the dome disappears.
That's what I'm saying, is I can time this to drop it and we can all do this at the same time if we're worried about getting consumed.
Question about Misty Step. Do you have to see where you're going for that?
Look.
Dimension Door, you don't.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, that
Dimension
Door
you don't, but I think with Misty Step you do.
That's true.
Misty Step you couldn't take another person anyway.
Yeah, Misty Step would be my own. But
an unoccupied space you can see.
Yeah.
But
I can Dimension Door myself and someone else if we think that would be advantageous versus all of us getting slimed.
I also, just because of this, I can kind of create like a little, not like a shield as far as keeping it off of us, but I can do something to kind of keep us a little bit more protective. I can cast Aura of Purity, which can't be diseased, has resistant to poison damage, and has advantage on saving throws that would cause blind, charmed, deafened, frightened, paralyzed, poisoned, or stunned.
But you said this might also come into turn into a creature of sorts.
It might become a creature.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, if the goo falls on us just because Evan said acidic, then I was like, hmm.
Okay, so you can dimension door and take one person. Yeah. Spellcasters, do you have any sort of ways of getting yourself out of here?
I mean, I could... Oh, we can't see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't
sorry, that's what that. we were just yeah, fucking talking about.
Or I can... Like, I mean, I'm a little nervous with magic, apparently, with you two around.
We are going to...
It's going to happen one way or the other.
It's not all bad.
I can kind of telekinetically push it off of us. I mean, can't really move.
I have that lesser gate scroll, but this seems like a waste of it.
It does. Shelly, what if we just hold a blanket over our head and then after it drops...
Oh, I could just get in my shell. And then y'all just got to get me out of the goo.
Yeah, we really want to put a turtle in ooze. I mean,
be careful. Yes!
No, I think I'm just going to hold a blanket over my
become?
Head and my
blanket
drop. I don't know. We'll have
I
to
know,
see.
A ghost.
A spooky ninja ghost.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Brash.
Okay, well...
But hold on. Who would I give this to? I'm going to give this to Giddy.
I'll be fine.
No.
I'll be fine.
Shut up.
Give it to Doctor.
No offense, but I don't know them. So I'm going to hit you, Giddy, with a protection from evil and good. Meaning that you are protected against aberration, celestials, elementals, fey, fiends, and undead. Creatures of those types have disadvantage.
Fey. How does that affect me?
How does that work?
Well, I mean, I can't protect you against yourself, right?
But those creatures have disadvantage.
On attack rolls against the target.
Oh, great.
And you're the target, so it should be fine. You can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. That's the thing that I was the most worried about. I didn't want our barbarian possessed by an ooze. Wizard, less scary, much fewer hit points.
Yeah. I'm going to hold telekinesis for when it drops to try to push it up and off for when the hut drops.
Okay. And Shelly, you're going into the shell. I will come get you after this drops, yeah?
Wow, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to miss this step after it drops.
As soon as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I should probably just try to do that too. Then
that's what I was saying. Stay under the blanket with me. Once it drops, we miss this step out of here.
Great. Then that's my plan.
I hold out my arm, Brash.
Okay, I'm gonna count it down.
Everyone, hold.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I forgot to mention. No, I'm just mentioning 30 feet away. Just where I'm going.
So, oh, that's good, because I thought you were all just about to let it drop on you.
Yeah.
So the two of us are teleport 30 feet away.
Okay.
Peta is holding telekinesis, and the other two are holding Misty Step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then both Brash and Haven, you teleport away. Immediately, the dome dissipates, and the ooze drops on all four that are in there.
I push it off.
Yeah, with telekinesis.
I was holding it for.
What is there a role for a creature if?
The creature has to make a strength save.
That's a nat one, so no.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Get rotated.
What I kind of do is like I twist my hands and I like scoop it all up and I chuck it.
All right, but you cast telekinesis and you stop it midair from dropping on everybody, and you swirl it together into a ball and you chuck it away. As you do that, the ectoplasm immediately fires out several pseudopods aiming at all four of you in that area. Give me dexterity rolls.
Because it got swirled up, we had a line of sight. Mm-hmm. So my Misty Step would go off.
Yeah, okay. Same.
So your Misty Step goes off, and so does Shelly. Yeah. So just Gary and Bidam.
And then we have a bunch of wild magic rolls to do.
Gary got a 14.
Mine goes off.
An 18.
My
wild magic. What
wild magic
is going off?
Just mine, right?
And mine.
Oh.
And mine. Oh, yeah. I did telekinesis.
No, well, you have to roll a d20. I mean,
roll a d20.
Yeah.
I got a 19, so I'm fine.
I had a 5.
18.
Yeah, you're fine good. Also.
So what for Brash and Shelly, what are your...
39.
36. Oh.
So for Brash, for the next minute, any creature that starts its turn within 30 feet of you or comes within 30 feet of you for the first time on its turn is affected by the slow spell until the start of their next turn.
Ooh. Great. Whoa. Thanks. Cut.
We're all slow. We're all fucking slowed now.
Yep. All of you except for Brash and Badea are slowed.
Sorry.
At 36 for Shelly.
Yeah.
For the next minute, when a creature touches you or hits you with a metal object, it takes 1d8 lightning damage and can't take reactions until the end of its next turn.
Oh.
All right.
Surprisingly fitting for you. Just they get a shocking grasp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I should go jump on the goo.
No,
so,
it's fine. It's getting...
Oh, also, just so you know, Evan, because it is a creature, this creature is now restrained by me.
So you're just holding it up in the air?
Well, if it started to shoot stuff...
Yeah.
It's still like Great. 30 feet away from me, though.
Great.
Yeah. So it fires off its pseudopods. You're able to dodge it. Unfortunately, Gary is not.
Damn it.
Gary.
Gary,
and
no.
Gary takes 6 bludgeoning damage and 18 necrotic damage.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's pretty bad, though.
He's pretty bad, but also because I am a necromancer, he has an additional 10 to his HP.
Yeah, let's go, bitch.
And we will go an initiative. I will say for this initiative, it's going to be... So, Brash, Peta, Haven, Giddy, and then Shelly, and then Gary.
Okay.
Gary.
So, Brash, you have infected the rest of your crew with slow.
Within 30 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
So if I walk out of range, they will lose the slow? Or
they still have it for one turn.
Okay.
Oh, is it just for one turn, or is it for the next 10 rounds? If we're next to him still.
Let me double check. No, it is as if you got hit with the slow spell until the start of their next turn.
And
okay,
still
so
the Nard
should get okay. out of range, right?
What, I still don't understand what you're saying, Evan. That
so
for this whole round we're all
no,
slowed or
for one round you are all slowed.
Okay.
Any creature that comes within that comes near Brash for the next minute that starts their turn or
so
is within
yes,
30 feet of them
leave.
Gets hit with
okay.
slow for one turn.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm already away from most everyone. Oh wait, they all misty stepped
to us
same mm-hmm. area. Okay. Okay. Then I am indeed going to move
cast first, because you're going to move yourself out of range, I assume, of this creature.
But you are right next to us.
I know, that's the thing. But I'll take the famous last words.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me see, what's my range on these things? Not great. Okay. All right, I'm just casting Bane on this guy, and wild magic. So, charisma saving throw.
This ectoplasm, surely not very charismatic, right?
So I rolled an 18,
uh-huh.
and it has a -4. So.
That's insane. All right, so it fails. So
I don't think there was any way it could have won. Even if I got a nat 20, it would be, what, a 16?
16, but I am 16.
Oh, okay.
So you'd hit it with 20.
Oh, two more I could have gotten.
Yep. So saving or attack roll, subtract a d4. Okay, so a Bane and then wild magic. 13.
Yep, doesn't go off.
And now I am going to back up out of range. What's my speed? 30 feet. So yeah, 30 feet, I guess, to the side. So I'm not completely away from the creature, but I'm away from everyone else.
We don't know what's side to side of us.
I know, it's hard to visualize, but 30 feet away, however that is without going to the creature.
Okay, yeah. Damn, that's fast.
Yeah.
That's
and then bonus,
average.
Bonus
perfectly
action,
average.
I will give a bardic inspiration to Peta.
May.
Just welcome aboard. You get a d10 that you can use.
Jesus, okay.
Well, it is your turn now.
Okay, so I have this guy restrained, which also, just for everybody's knowledge, means that you have advantage on attack rolls against it.
Yeah, can't get to it because it's too far away because we're slowed.
How far away? You guys are how far away from
we did 30 feet away.
Okay. And I threw it 30 feet.
So it's actually 60 feet away?
Great. I can move 15 feet and so can Giddy.
Nice.
So
And you're concentrating on telekinesis, so we're just all gonna chill for a little while.
I will, like, through holding it, like a little like if you, it is necromantic magic, so it's kind of green, but it definitely looks more of like a nice kind of leaf color, not like that sickly green, kind of like peels out, and I cast Chill Touch on the ooze.
You got to reroll for the hold too, right?
Yeah, it's got to reroll, I think, right?
I don't remember.
How does it, fucking telekinesis work?
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Oh, on subsequent rounds, you can use your action to attempt to maintain your telekinetic grip on the creature by repeating the strength contest. Do you guys want me to hold it or no?
Hold it.
Who gives a shit?
Me.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll just keep holding it. So it's got to make another strength check.
Minus a d4.
Okay. 19 minus 4 is 15, plus strength is 3, so 18.
Oh, then yeah, it's free.
So the ectoplasm is able to tear part of itself off, and you see it slip from you, so there's only a tiny bit that you're able to telekinetically hold on to, as now it's slipped onto the ground, and what's slowed speed it had before is now moving like a river, swirling its way towards you.
To pay the?
Probably. Okay, so that was my action. Cool. Yeah. So the rest of them are 30 feet away from me. I'm just going to use my 25-foot walking speed to waddle on over that way, because I don't like it. And I'm just going to mage armor myself again.
Again?
Do you do that before you...
Yeah, you did that already.
...come over here?
Yeah, but that was 8 hours ago.
I was like, when we went to sleep, because I didn't know if the ooze was coming in.
Right.
So I'm just going to be like, oh, don't like that.
All right.
And cast mage armor on myself.
Haven.
All right. Well, I'm slowed, meaning that my speed is halved and I can only take an action or a reaction. I am also exhausted because I didn't sleep last night, which means I have disability on ability checks. So I'm going to move 15 feet forward and hold my action for if this bitch comes. That's it.
Giddy.
I'm going to slowly pull out my wand of fireball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to slowly, steadily cast it at the plasma river.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Fireball at the regular level, which is third level.
Okay.
Did I cast it? Okay. Anyway, that's 8d6.
That's a 6 for deck save. Yeah.
So no. So take 36 fire damage.
Woohoo!
All right. Well... Giddy, you cast Fireball and it explodes. And you watch as the ectoplasm goes up and the fire turns green, like just the color of the ectoplasm. And you watch it begin to evaporate into steam as it drifts up into the air and dissipates. And combat is over.
Nice.
Simple enough?
Yeah.
Great job.
Can I come back yet?
Team...
You can fuck off. What the hell was that?
I tell you, can't cast anything these days.
On the next, save the D8.
Oh, that's true. Gary's not going to be any better at stealth than I am, so at least there's that.
But he's got a plus 10.
Okay, well, hang on a second while I figure out what else.
I think this is our chance to not be here.
Go, 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 go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Kill him.
Gosh, I don't like doing this. And I just clap my hands together and I'm going to cast a 4th level shatter.
And Mel is going to cast a spell.
Counterspell.
This is a little bit fun if I start dancing.
I'm feeling more threatened by this.
I envy Quill.
Don't recommend doing that, by the way. That's a bad idea.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.